Panic has swept from the coastal city's crowded back streets and pagodas onto runways at the airport.
Our plane is surrounded here. I don't know how the hell we're going to get out.
The final hours of the Vietnam War, as North Vietnamese forces surrounded Saigon, tens of thousands of Americans and Vietnamese who had worked with them rushed to escape. The White House ordered the evacuation of only U.S. citizens in the spring of 1975, but many American officers simply disobeyed and set up secret evacuation plans to get their comrades and friends and often unknown Vietnamese out.
I had arranged a signal with my intelligence community friends that if I said I'm having a barbecue, that meant come to a certain pre-designated place and bring your families and only bring one suitcase because we're going to have a party, but it was understood the party meant I was going to get them out.
That's Army Captain Stuart Harrington recounting his efforts to save South Vietnamese Army captains and other colleagues who, as he puts it, were dead men walking as the North Vietnamese approached Saigon. Harrington's experience, along with many others, is part of Rory Kennedy's Last Days in Vietnam, a documentary that takes us back 40 years to the moment that Saigon fell and the U.S. fled, but not before some heroic and literally uplifting actions on the part of some Americans and South Vietnamese. Kennedy, who produced and directed the film, sat down with me to talk about these firsthand stories of Vietnam, including the unsung heroism of one well-known U.S. official and what it means to walk away from war.
I think a lot of people aren't familiar with the iconic image of the helicopter on top of what many of us think is the embassy, but in fact isn't the embassy.
I learned it was an apartment building.
And this film really kind of unpacks the events and how it led to that moment where there's such desperation in the streets of Saigon, so many people trying to get out of Saigon. But what really excites me about the film is these untold stories of the heroes who were on the ground, the Americans and the Vietnamese, who went against U.S. policy, which at that point was just to get the Americans out of Vietnam. There were about 6,000 Americans left in Vietnam at that point, no military forces. They were trying to get them out in a desperate act to leave the country. But what the Americans, many of the Americans did on the ground, as you see in the film, is they said, you know, not so fast. We're not going to leave here without our friends, in many cases, their family, their colleagues, the Vietnamese, who they knew if they were left behind, they would be killed, they'd be tortured, they'd be sent to imprisonment camps. So they went against U.S. policy. They risked their lives to save the Vietnamese. And in the context of the Vietnam War, which is such a dark moment in American history, it really kind of makes you proud of these Americans who did the right thing.
You tell a story of a lot of people in the chain of command, from the ambassador down to individual Marines. But you also talk to a lot of Vietnamese, some of whom might have fought alongside Americans, some of whom were relatives of wives or girlfriends of Americans, as you say, but also in some cases the tailor, the butcher, the cleaners who they knew in their neighborhoods. They were rounded up by Americans who didn't want them to be left behind. Let's hear from one. Let's hear from Binh Po, a South Vietnamese college student, was a college student at the time and appears in your film.
There's a lot of people, they try to get their money because if the people have money, maybe they will find a connection to get out. You know, and so you want to go? Give me this kind of money. One guy said to me, the family, tell them to come to the boat dock. I was waiting for them. You know, of course, they took the money, but they never got us.
And so a lot of the ordinary citizens of Saigon, I shouldn't say a lot because there were relatively few of them who were rescued, were rounded up in many cases in vans, on motorcycles by people from the embassy.
Yes. And, you know, the film shows how various ways people were able to get out of the country. And prior to the fall, people went against U.S. policy under the radar of the ambassador. They started a black ops movement, getting people out on cargo planes. You see people getting out on buses going to these ships that were in the harbor. You see Vietnamese helicopters following the U.S. helicopters, not knowing where they were going or where they were going to land, but figuring it was better than staying behind. It's extraordinary acts of both desperation and courage that I think the film really documents.
There are several people in the film, including Richard Armitage, now famous former Assistant Secretary of State in the Iraq War under Colin Powell, who was a special forces advisor at the time and heavily involved in this evacuation. Several versions of Americans saying, what I did was illegal, but this was a moment where you suspend what's legal for what's right.
Yes, and, you know, Richard Armitage is a hero in our film. I mean, his job going back to Vietnam was to get the ships that would otherwise fall into the hands of the North and that the U.S. had given to the South Vietnamese Navy to get them back in U.S. waters. And so he went there and he said to his colleague, we need to do this. His colleague Kim Do said, fine, but, you know, the crew on these ships are going to want their families to come with them. They had a meeting point. He takes his ship to the meeting point, Consan Island. He goes around the corner and there are 30 ships that are full to the rim with Vietnamese. And he had to make the decision at that point to return the people and take the ships with him. And he decided, we're taking these folks with us. They're going to be highly jeopardized if they are sent back to Vietnam. We're going to take them with us. He didn't call the U.S. to get approval. He had 30,000 people that he and Kim Do, the two of them, are really, you know, single-handedly responsible for saving.
Has history ever recognized before this point that Richard Armitage and his partner Kim Do saved probably tens of thousands of lives in the Vietnam War?
No, it's an incredible thing, too, because
I didn't know it.
Because I didn't know it until I started doing research on this film. But I got an email from his son about 2 months ago who said, thank you for making this film. I never knew this story.
His own son.
You know, these people come back from the Vietnam War and other wars and they don't talk about it. And I think part of it was that there was no room for heroes in Vietnam.
Well, Rory Kennedy, this is a story about leaving nobody behind, Americans in particular, and lots of thousands of Vietnamese. This is one of the tenets, of course, of the American military, as we know. We've had stories recently about people like Bo Bergdahl in Afghanistan, wasn't left behind, and that was a controversial decision. How do you view that now through the lens of the story that you reported in this documentary where the no one left behind doctrine played such a big role?
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, it's interesting to think about in today's context, but I think that the reality is what we're documenting in this story is really the exception because we left millions of people behind. And that's an undeniable truth. And, you know, in the film, really tries not to skirt around that because in leaving Vietnam in the way that we did, we really did abandon the people who we worked with. And although we were able to get probably about 150,000 people came out during that last 3 weeks, there were millions of more who were vulnerable and left behind and ended up in resettlement camps and re-education camps, and some were tortured and some were killed. So that's kind of the bigger context of this story. And I think that what it raises to me is the question of entering wars, because once you get to the point that we got to in Saigon, and I think you see it in Iraq today as well as Afghanistan to some extent, is that there's so few options that are good in getting out of a war, particularly one that you don't win. And I think that it then begs the question of when we're entering these wars, let's really understand what our strategy is, what our plan is, and how we're going to get out of them. And I think it also raises the question of once you've entered these conflicts like Iraq and Afghanistan, what is your responsibility to the people on the ground? And what happens when you leave them and how vulnerable they are? And when they worked with us, they're our colleagues, they're agents for us, they are the cooks, they work on every level. And then you leave and they become much more vulnerable as a result. And so to me, we have a huge responsibility to those people.
A stunning story and a harrowing story of the last 24 hours of American personnel and some forces in Saigon at the close of the Vietnam War in 1975. Rory Kennedy is director and producer of Last Days in Vietnam. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.